Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the Pharisees, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip Jesus up, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, the whole law is based, and the prophets as well." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Shortly after we baptize, you're going to be taking your candle. You'll have a candle, and you're going to be lighting the candle from the big candle there. That candle's name is the Paschal candle, and it symbolizes Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world." But what it means for you is you're supposed to be the light of the world, your children. You're called to give good example. Therefore, it's a good idea to hold on to that candle, and that's a reminder of the good example that you're called to give. Let me give you three ways that you can live that out. One is every Sunday we go to Mass on Sunday. Okay? So this is Saturday, right? So tomorrow we're going to be going to Mass on Sunday. Choose whatever Mass you want. Go to Mass on Sunday. You participate in Mass. You pray, you sing. And most important is to receive Holy Communion. Very, very important. This is a sacrament, baptism. But the greatest sacrament is in the Mass, and that's Holy Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Second is this, only God is perfect. We all make mistakes. We make mistakes. In the spiritual life, we call that a sin. So we all have to go to confession. As Catholics, we have to go to confession. There's a confessional. There's one there. We have a lot of confessionals in the church. So you should all try to go to confession at least once a month. And you feel good. You feel much better when you go to confession. Sin causes us sadness, whereas God gives us joy. And how wonderful it is to hear those words, "Your sins are forgiven, go in peace." What beautiful words. Beautiful words. And the last suggestion is, today is Saturday. Saturday is a day dedicated to Mary. Mary loves this prayer. She loves the Hail Mary. She loves a prayer even more than the Hail Mary. It's the Rosary. 50 Hail Marys, okay? So let's try to pray. Try to pray the Rosary. Probably heard that famous saying, "The family that prays together stays together." So true. When you have time to pray together, that gives you a lot of peace, a lot of joy. God enters into your home. So this is a very joyful day. I baptized two little children today. But also it's a day in which you are going to assume your responsibility to be really good parents and godparents. So remember the candle. The big candle symbolizes Jesus Christ. The small candle is you. You're called to be the light of good example to your children. Amen? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.